I don't know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. What's up, everybody? Yeah, yesterday I went to hunt for an opponent, but as Martin Luther King weekend, and you know, plus I went to an urban area. The gym was kind of empty though. There was like one Marine. I wanted to knock that motherfucker out. As you all saw, I beat a Marine last weekend. This motherfucker was cocky as fuck, and he didn't want to fight. And there was this guy who was 440 pounds, like some sumo fucking wrestler, man. I challenged him, and he said, nah. I would have fucking killed him, though. 440 pounds? What the fuck? He could barely move. He had power, but he was like, nah, that's like, nah, he wouldn't. I would literally, nah, it's just, it would be sumo wrestling motherfucker, man. Fucking punch him so hard. When he would fall on the fucking floor, there would be a hole in the floor. He would drop through the damn floor, man. I'd have to pay for two damages, damaging him and the floor, man. Them big boys made it too slow, man. That last Marine I beat, though, he was fast. He was 175. The dude was in shape. The dude knew how to fight. He clearly knew how to box. He saw he was in the stance and everything. And I beat his ass, man. I wanted to continue beating his ass, but he told me he's good, he's done. And I'm like, fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, remember when I fucked up Quentin, that boxer from Inglewood? Yeah, that dude was a good fighter, man. I fucking crushed him. The heavyweight fighter that I made him, I hit him and I made him do a chicken dance. Like, yeah, like, and he said, stop, stop. And I kept going, yeah, because I was like, I don't know, I was really pissed off. Like, you know what I mean? He landed like a few, like one or two jabs on me, and I was like, oh, hell no, this motherfucker's gonna go to sleep. And I nearly put him to sleep with that hook, though, man. That was like, fuck, that was amazing, man. It was a left hook. It was just like I started swinging and I just caught him, bam. That was one of the greatest wins ever. Seriously, though, that was just an amazing win, man. Man, all my wins are phenomenal. 179-0, man. I beat so many people. Like, I don't even have to fight anymore. Like, I just want to get to 180-0, and then I'll chill out. Then I'm going to, like, stop going to gyms for, like, a month at least. I need to, like, come on, 17 months in a row I've been fighting, man. Do you people understand what that is, man? This fucking delusional fucking fake boxer Floyd Mayweather, man. I fucking hate this dude. I want to fuck him up so bad because he's a fake. He's a poser, but he never wants to fight. Like, if I beat your dad's ass, bro, it's like, come on, man. Like, even if you're, like, you know you're the underdog, you're too small, you can't fuck with Charlie Z. Charlie Z's going to obviously fuck you up. He fucks up heavyweights. But still, in honor of your dad that you're now cool with, that you can't, like, you know how Mayweather fans, like, every time I tell them, like, I beat Mayweather Sr., how come Mayweather Jr. is ducking me? They're like, oh, Mayweather Jr. doesn't like Mayweather Sr. They don't like each other. I'm like, oh, okay. But now they do. Now they're cool. You know what I mean? Now they're, like, you know what I'm saying? In honor of his father, he doesn't even want to step in the ring with me. In a real fight. You know what I'm saying? His dad has the same fake style as him. His dad was talking the same shit that he talks. He, you know what his dad was telling me before I got in the ring with Floyd Sr. and knocked him out? He was saying that I'm not going to touch him. his fucking, with his knee and then, he dropped on the canvas. He dropped on the canvas in the opening seconds. And I was fatigued as fuck. And he was talking about this Mayweather defense and this shoulder roll bullshit. Dude, I would kill Mayweather Jr., he's too small. And I saw some shit that Triple G is sparring heavyweights, man. Dude, get the fuck out of here. Sparring heavyweights? I knock heavyweights out. I fight heavyweights, and I beat the fuck out of heavyweights. Sparring heavyweights? Get the fuck out of here, man. Sparring don't count. What heavyweights, man? Box rec heavyweights? Man, I beat real heavyweights, man. Marine heavyweights. Fucking real fighter heavyweights, you know what I'm saying? I beat all kinds of heavyweights, box rec heavyweights. I beat real motherfuckers like Adam Leroy. in the cage in Las Vegas. I can't wait. Hey, you know, you guys know I'm going to Vegas in about a week or two. Well, I'm not going to tell you exactly when, but yeah, this month. We close the month out in style, man. And then February, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to make 180 such a fucking prolific win that I'm not going to need a fight in February. That 181 can happen like in March or something. But 180 is going to be... Because look, man, I fought, let's see, 2015, from September 2015 to January 2017. Every month. That is 17 months in a row. Do you understand what that is, man? None of these clowns, Sugar Ray Robinson, Muhammad Ali, fucking Joe Frazier, Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, man, these guys, I don't even want to mention Mayweather. He's not a fighter, man. He's literally not a fighter. He's a joke. This guy fights once in 2 years, man. And then I saw on ESPN First Take, because, you know, I like to, like, laugh at those clowns, Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless. You know, it's funny how they argue and shit. But I saw Mayweather on that shit, and I'm like, what the fuck? This dude, like, they're talking about basketball, and he's like, let's talk about boxing. I'm like, but you're not a boxer. What do you want to talk about boxing? I hate people that pretend. Like, dude, I go to gyms on a daily basis. I look for opponents. I challenge everybody. That's a real fighter. I don't pick my fights. I challenge everybody, and whoever agrees, usually somebody always agrees. A U.S. Marine fucked them up, crushed them. I challenge everybody, Marines, kickboxers, boxers, fucking MMA guys. I beat everybody. Look at my record. You're going to see, Krav Maga, every style in combat. I even fought a wrestler in Ukraine in a street fight. And the guy, he took me down, but he got his ass beat on the ground. Do you understand? I fought his fight, and I beat him. Like MMA. Yeah, I beat him. Like, that looked like an MMA fight without gloves, and I beat him. That's what I'm saying. Even if I did cross over to MMA, I would win, just like I do in boxing. But it would be harder a little bit because the motherfuckers would try, you know, nobody would, come on. I'm the best striker in the world. Who the fuck wants to stand toe-to-toe with me? Nobody would want to stand toe-to-toe with me. I'd have to win most of my fights on my back or some shit, you know what I mean? But I don't know, man. Boxing is an art. I don't think MMA. I don't look at MMA like that. Yeah, speaking of the women, man, my wife wants me back. I talked to her, like, a few days ago. Yeah, it was the day before yesterday. No, I talked to her again. Yeah, nah, man. It's for different. I'm not flirting with her. I'm trying to like get a divorce with her, like cordially. You know what I mean? I'm trying to like, I'm trying to act like with her. Like, I told her we need to act like grown-ups. You know what I mean? Like, enough of this. Oh, I'm gonna curse you out. You fuck you. This, no, fuck that. Let's get divorced. Let's forget about each other. Like, that's it. You know? Of course, after all the shady shit she did to me, or she threatened me, whatever, after I dumped her. Yeah, I told her about that. She was like, oh, I was just angry because you left me like that. I'm like, left you like that? You're like, look how you were acting. You're getting fucking coked out and drugged up and alked up. I mean, come on, baby. I didn't call her baby. I'm just, that just came out. I don't want to call her baby because then she's going to think that I love her again. Then, no, fuck that. Listen, man, I want to get a girl in L.A., man. Or at least a girl in the U.S., man. Like, I'm talking to two... Man, Daria made me a player again, man. I'm talking to, like, multiple women. Yesterday, I Skyped with this one girl. She's super into me. She's, like, in love with me. But she's, like... She has a super hot body, but her face is, like, all right. You know, like I said, she's good. Like, if she was in L.A., I'd go fuck her right now. But she's in fucking Ukraine, man. I don't want to go back there. Like, Ukrainian women love me, man. You know what I mean? Russian, Ukrainian women, but they're far, and I'm just like, I don't know, man. I know this one spot on Melrose, man. I know a lot of hot women go over there. Like, I'm telling you, man. Oh, yeah, I put on the goat shirt, fucking my boxing legend hat, and that's it. I can get any girl I want, man. Fuck that. you know, long distance shit, man. Yeah, if they come here, perfect, you know what I mean? But I'm not going over there, man. I'm cool. Even for another girl, unless I'm like really, really in love with her, then yeah, but. But yeah, man, it, you know, it's a disappointment that yesterday nobody wanted to fight, but you know, look, last weekend I beat a Marine. He agreed right away. It happens, man. The year just began. It's only 2 fucking weeks into the new year, and I already got 2 wins, you know? Usually, I score about 4 or 5 wins a month. It's all good, you know, the month, it's been, you know, now motherfuckers, like, more people know me, but back and out, but trust me, mark my words, when I go to Las Vegas, I'm going to win. And I may even win, I may even come back to L.A. 181-0. Yeah, I know 180 is like, you know, it's a good number, it's like 180, you know what I'm saying, but like I said, the last time I went to Vegas, I crushed 2 fighters, man. I beat a collegiate wrestler with hundreds of matches, and he did boxing and MMA, too. So he wasn't just a wrestler. He knew how to strike, too. He was like an MMA fighter. Fucking crushed his ass. And then Samir. That was one of my favorite fights ever. I'm actually wearing my 151-0 hat right now. It was win 151 against Samir, the boxer, like, bitch. Yeah, the guy that said he had bad vision. Yeah, bad vision, my ass. Why do you, if you have bad vision, put it on gloves. No, like before the fight, he didn't say anything about his vision. But as soon as I hit him, yeah, maybe I fucked up his vision, you know what I mean? Yeah, as soon as I punched him with the right hand, it was like, bam, this motherfucker, he's from BoxRec, man. So I hit him so hard, I hate those motherfuckers, man. And then that left to the temple. And then that jab in the stomach, dude, man, I'm the best, man. That speed and power is just unfucking paralleled, man. Yeah, that motherfucker wants nothing to do with me. Yeah, and then he starts complaining that he has bad vision, that he blah, blah, blah. Dude, here's the truth. He tasted my power. He realized he has no chance to win the fight. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to tell Charlie that I have bad vision so I can get out of this shit before he knocks my ass out. That's what he thought. That's the truth. I mean, if you have bad vision, then, dude, I had motherfuckers yesterday just back out, just say, oh, no, I'm good. They didn't give a reason. They just said, I'm good. They don't want to box. You know what I'm saying? Bad vision, what the fuck? BoxRec, man, they got delusional vision, man. They fucking watch fucking. Man, BoxRec is a joke, dude. Yeah, Samir, he's 3-0 on BoxRec. Fucking. He had like, I don't know, 30 amateur fights. Look, man, in Cuba they have good boxers. Like, alright. Charlie Zelenov is the greatest ever. And the real fights are on YouTube. Me beating everybody. No. People say that they want to. Okay, yeah, you have a right to go for. Okay, I'm number one, clearly. I'm like number one, bar none. It's like a huge drop off. It's number 2, 3, 4, 5 to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? But yeah, you have a right to have a second, third, fourth favorite fighter, but just not in the mainstream. You like boxing? Okay, you watch my fights. You want to watch other fighters' fights? Okay, watch Olympic boxing. Watch, you know, they rig some of that shit too, you know, but it's less, I'd say it's less rigged than the mainstream. Watch amateur boxing. I don't know. Yeah, amateur boxing. Go to their amateur events and watch amateur boxing is not staged. Mainstream boxing is all fake. It's rigged. Yeah, just fucking HBO, Showtime, UFC, all this crap needs to be boycotted. It is a show. This fucking delusional fucking sick moron that's been stalking the champ for a decade, Brisback, whatever the fuck, this guy's sick in the head. He keeps typing to me, there's a UFC on tonight. You fucking retard. I don't care. I don't follow this crap, man. The only time I follow it is when I beat their ass. When I beat Jill Zavala's ass, yeah, that's when I, you know. Okay, when I beat mainstream fighters' asses, yeah, that's when I follow it because I'm in the fight. I'm literally in the fight, and I win the fight, you know what I mean? But when they, quote-unquote, fight each other, I don't follow that shit. I challenged a guy who looked exactly like that bum Anthony Joshua. He was the same size as him, too, if not bigger. He was like 6'6", 250 or some shit. I don't know. He looked exactly like him. I thought it was Anthony Joshua for a second. I'm thinking, like, what the fuck's he doing here in L.A.? I came up to him. I'm like, yo, what's box? I'm like, you know what I mean? No, I knew it was because Joshua has, like, British accent. You know, I knew this motherfucker. But he looked like his brother or some shit. I would have killed that motherfucker, but he didn't want to fight. I would destroy AJ and Anthony Joshua. My power, man. You kidding me, man? Just look at what I did to Deontay Wilder, man. In the ring. Left hook. Left hook, man. That left hook was just fucking... See, there's a blueprint of how to beat Deontay Wilder. In the ring, I knocked him out, man. I'm tired of, like, going over this when it's on video, when it's, like... There's no argument. There's no question. I beat him. We both connected on each other, but my hit was much harder than his. His back was, he was falling. Like, the ropes held him up. You know what I'm saying? My fucking bicep, like, hit the ropes. I wasn't, like, in danger of falling. You know what I mean? I would not have, okay, if that was not in the ring, Wilder would have dropped. I would not have. I would have regained balance. He would, hell no, this motherfucker... His one foot raised, this guy was falling, man. The ropes held his ass up, man. Go watch it. And the second fight, right when I started to make a comeback with those vicious body shots, man, he fucking throws two swings and he misses and I go bam, bam. Oh, man, I started fucking him up towards the end and then he catches me with a lucky punch and then he throws at me. He actually threw it twice. He hit my gloves, and you know what I mean? I fell from a punch that hit my gloves, did not hit my face. And then he threw while I was down. That's already a DQ, but see, he did it a second time, so he definitely lost that second fight. I'm undefeated, man. That's it, man. Yeah, the second fight wasn't my best outing, but the first fight was phenomenal, though, man. Like, that left hook I rushed Wilder with, boom, man. That motherfucker's head nearly flew off, yo. Get the fuck out of here, man. And I was in fucking Inglewood yesterday, man. I started saying how I beat Deontay Wilder, and I showed him video of how I punched him. And all them black cats, they were like, man, that's what's up, bro. That's a good knockout, man. And I'm like, you guys know Deontay Wilder? They're like, oh, no. Dude, fucking you. That's crazy, man. Your own people don't even know you, man. Come on, man. And he's the heavyweight champion? Motherfucker. I go to, like... urban areas, I go everywhere, but when I go to urban areas to fight, like where they have black areas, where they have black people, they don't know Deontay Wilder. What the fuck? No, like maybe a few do, but most of them don't. Homeboy, you're a nobody. That's how dead, no, what I'm trying to say is that's how dead mainstream boxing is, man. Hey, Breezeback, you fucking retard. I showed fucking black people how I knocked Deontay Wilder out in the ring, and they don't even know him. They know, they heard of me. They're like, oh, yeah, Charlie Z, I heard the name. Do you know Deontay Wilder? Nope. Nobody knows him. Delusional bots like you know him. Trolls. Mainstream boxing. See? Mainstream boxing is dead. They know him, yeah. But do you know there's 6 billion people in the world, man? A lot of people don't watch fake boxing, man. The people that don't watch mainstream boxing, I introduced them to underground boxing, to real boxing, and then they become fans. And I explain to them, I expose mainstream, I show them the videos where I beat mainstream fighters, and they see the videos, and they're like, oh, shit, yeah, okay, damn, Charlie's the number one. You saw the autograph signed on video, okay? You saw the Marine's head pop back and forth when I hit him with that one, too, all right? Number one, man. You saw the videos from last year when I won in 2016. This year, I'm going to tear shit up. just like last year. I may not win 72 fights. I don't need to. Because no, when I get to 200, I'm retiring. Well, I mean, for the year. And then next 2018, I'll decide if I'm, yeah, I'll probably have, like, maybe, I don't know. When I get to 200, well, come on, man. 200, no, that's like, that's the milestone of all milestones, man. Like, fuck. Yeah, but definitely. I mean, San Diego Navy SEAL base, man. Fucking. Oh, the SEALs are not going to back up, man. Because that Navy SEAL that I beat, he told me where it's at. So, I mean, he's like, after you win in Vegas, you know. Because, yeah, in Vegas, you can get maybe like one, two wins, you know, maybe three. But, no, I plan to win one fight in Vegas, like one, because it's 180, you know what I mean? I just plan to make 180 such a spectacular, remarkable, uncanny win that people are just going to fucking be like, holy fuck, you know what I mean? And then come back and finally take 1 month off, because literally for 17 months in a row, I have not took a month off, man. That's a year and 7 months without a break. Yeah, when I take 2-3 weeks off, that's not a break. That's like, you know what I mean? Come on, man. I'm talking about like an actual month off. Like, I fight every single month. Every month. Last year, I fought from January to December every month. January 2017, I won 2 fights this year. See? Even though motherfuckers are backing out, I'm still keeping that same pace, winning every month. I'm the greatest of all time, man. And that power is increasing, man. It's like, with all that power that I have, man, I gotta land that shit every month. But 180 is gonna be a phenomenal, uncanny win. And the thing is, when I get it, I'm going to be so satisfied with the win that I'm just going to be like, all right, now the champ can take an actual break and just show out. The main focus is to find the right woman. Yeah, my ex-wife made me a player again. Man. I'm talking to, like, two girls, like, at the same time. They don't know about each other. More than two, man. It's like, fuck, it's been so many. I lost count, man. It's like some chick hit me up, and she was like, she called me hey, what's up? Why aren't you picking up my calls? Remember me? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I'm like, she's like, you don't remember me? I'm like, what's your name again? She's like, I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm serious because I'm like talking to different chicks from overseas. And look, I live in Hollywood. I know a lot of women here are stuck up. And come on, I mean, I posted pictures of my exes. Well, Victoria's from Atlanta, but, well, I met her on that same site where I met my wife, Daria. Oh, sorry, ex-wife, Daria. She lives in Atlanta. Yeah, I don't know, we broke up for some bullshit reason. Yasmin, the blonde, yeah, that chick is, that bitch is fine as fuck. Y'all only seen her face, but her body, though, fuck. TNA, baby. Tits and ass, wow. Me and Yasmin, we dated on and off for a while. I knew her for like 4 years. Yeah, but, you know, Yasmin also had a sobriety problem, though. Nah, but she was a nice girl, though. She wasn't like... Daria was like a drama queen. So Daria's like the type of girl, though, where just like, she'll threaten you and shit. Like, if shit doesn't go her way, she'll threaten you. With police and shit. Like, yeah, fuck that. I don't like those kind of people, man. Nobody does. But Yasmin's not like that. Yasmin was like a nice girl. It's just she had a real bad sobriety problem. But, I mean, I still wanted to fuck her, but cause she was in L.A., man, you know what I mean? Like, she was an L.A. girl, man. I just need to get a local girlfriend, man. Like, all these overseas women, they all want me, but they want me to come there. And I'm like, I keep, like, Yeah, I'll go. I'll see. You know, man. I can't. I don't know. I'm tired of leading them on, man. I don't want to go back to that side of the world. I'm good, man. I'll go to Vegas, San Diego. I'll get to 200. No, I don't need to go to fucking back to Ukraine. I mean, yeah, I used to fight there like almost every day, but nah, man. Fuck that. It's too far, man. I'm an American. I got Russian roots. Like, I'm American Russian, but Zelenov, man, it's a Russian last name, but, you know, and I speak fluent Russian. It's my second language, but my first language is USA, American. And I don't know. I just want to stay where I was born at, man. Eventually, if I was to move to Ukraine, oh, I did move to Ukraine. I'm saying if I was to, like, permanently move to Ukraine, or if, like, eventually what's happened, okay, like, see, on L.A., everybody, like, knows me, and I beat everybody's ass here. And, like, they've seen my fights on YouTube, and they're terrified of me every time I come to the gym. Okay, well, the same shit would happen in Ukraine. It was already kind of happening. Like, I showed up to some gyms there. They already recognized me there, too. It would happen anywhere, man. That's what I'm saying. I got to get to this 200-0, and then whatever. That's it. When I get to 200, man, I could retire now on top at 179. Nobody will ever touch that, but I'm saying 200 is my ultimate goal. When I get to 200, that's it. That's like fucking, man, that's amazing. When I was 100-0, people were telling me that you could retire now, and I'm about a double 100, man. I want 79 more fights after that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, 200-0? When I do that, that's it. I could retire. I can continue. I can do whatever I want. That would just be the pinnacle. That would just be, that's it. Charlie's on. That's it already. I mean, I'm the greatest. But I'm saying 200, it's like, that's it. It's like, it'll be theoretically impossible to surpass me. That's what I'm trying to say. Nobody will ever do that. To get to 200 wins without a loss, man, get the fuck out of here. Nobody, man, nobody's ever had 179-0. That's the best boxing record in history. Do you understand? They consider this Ray Robinson. There's back then, Box Rec was not staged. There was, okay, fine, even if it wasn't. I think it was, but let's say it wasn't. Ray Robinson was, what, 173 and 23? I have more wins than Ray Robinson. And no losses. And I beat heavyweight fighters. Ray Robinson never beat no Gilles of Wallace, man. He never beat no Deontay Wilders. He never beat no Sambo Russians or Derek the Giants, all right? He would get knocked the fuck out by all the motherfuckers because they're too big. He never beat no ninjutsu Muay Thai motherfuckers. A 194-pounder would fucking kill Ray Robinson. Motherfucker was fast as fuck. I still beat his ass, man. I punched him with that left hook, man. That was one of my greatest wins ever, man. That was a fucking highlight reel, man, that victory. Yeah, he was hard to hit, but that first left hook I gave him, that was amazing. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm the greatest, man. I would have killed Muhammad Ali and Ray Robinson, Mike Tyson. You know, I want to fight. Tyson. You ever gonna come to the UK to fight Bello or Hay? Well, Tony Bello is a clown. He's a joke. I would murder that guy. And I would murder David Hay. I was supposed to fight David. Actor Richard Schaefer called my cell phone. He was like, "Yo, man." He's like, "I don't want you to be my fighter." He pulled the plug, and that's why I completely give up on the mainstream. They're fake. No, I mean, I beat their ass in underground. I'm saying I would never want to fight under their banner. No matter how much money they pay or offer to pay, whatever, it's just fake. It's just like, it's not real. It's WWE, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be told what to do. What the fuck? it wouldn't work. You know what I'm saying? Even if I would knock out David Haye under their contract, and then I would go to the gym and knock out some more heavyweights, they would be like, oh, why are you going to gyms and, you know, doing underground fights? You know, like, maybe because I'm a real fighter. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't work. I'm a real fighter. They're fake. It just wouldn't work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's why it feels better to beat their ass in the underground. Speaking of Tony Bella, his opponent, I hate this guy so much. And we hate each other, but this pussy backed out. We were supposed to fight in Las Vegas, and I ended up beating Adam Leroy instead, a guy who would kill him, BJ Flores. Me and BJ Flores argued on the phone, shouting, yelling, you know, like, and I'm like, motherfucker, let's do this. And he just, he backed out. First he agreed, but then he backed out. He started clicking the phone, and then he texted me. He's like, come to AZ, that's the only way I'll fight. I'm like, oh, AZ? I'm like, I see. You know, motherfuckers have, in Arizona, they carry guns. No, you could carry guns, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's why. My God, BJ Force is such a fucking bum, dude. I seen him box, man. Dude doesn't know what the fuck. He doesn't know how to fight, man. That guy's, he's gun shy. He's fucking. The dude doesn't know how to fight. No power, nothing. I would murder that guy, man. Yeah, me and BJ Force, man. Fuck, I hate that motherfucker. Let him come that way. I'm the fucking champ, man. On Facebook, he was running his mouth saying that he'd fight me. I'm like, bitch, you ain't shit. When I called him up, when shit got real, you know, that's when he backed out. If I ever see that chump in LA, I'm going to put him to fucking sleep, dude. But I got to hit up this girl that hit me up from Ukraine and see what's up there. That's what I'm talking to, you know, a variety of girls and trying to figure out who the one is. So that's what it is. 180 coming soon, man. Once I go to Vegas, man, maybe even before Vegas, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? But I got my sights set on Las Vegas, man. Every time I go there, I beat somebody's ass, and it's always a great win, and it's always recorded. And, you know, I just can't wait to be 180 and out, man.